Hey, everybody, welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and every day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about spiritual blindness. A woman named Rose Crawford had been blind for 50 years. "I just can't believe it," she gasped as the doctors lifted the bandage from her eyes after recovering from a delicate surgery. She wept for joy when, for the first time in her life, a dazzling and beautiful world of form and color greeted eyes that now were able to see. The amazing thing about the story, however, is that 20 years of her blindness had been unnecessary. She didn't know that the surgery techniques had been developed and that an operation could have restored her vision at the age of 30. The doctor said she just figured there was nothing that could be done about her condition. Much of her life could have been different. Imagine being blind and not knowing there was a cure. But this is exactly what is happening to many who are spiritually blind. They cannot see the truth of the gospel. They cannot see how Jesus opens spiritual eyes. They cannot see how they could be free. The Apostle Paul speaks of this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, where he wrote, "The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." Maybe you've wondered why some do not respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've often thought, if they could only see how wonderful Jesus is, if they could only see how amazing it is to know the Lord and to be forgiven of our sins. But that's just it. They cannot see. Paul says here that the God of this age, which of course is Satan, has blinded their eyes. He has prevented them from being able to see the truth. We also learn in Scripture that some have blinded themselves by their own refusal to look into the truth about Jesus. Jesus himself speaks of this in John chapter 3, verse 19. "Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil." By their love of the darkness, they have prevented themselves from seeing the light. So, what is the answer to spiritual blindness? Is there a cure? Is there a way for spiritual eyes to be opened? Is there a light in the darkness? And the answer is yes. In the same chapter where Paul describes spiritual blindness, he helps us understand what God has done. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, he says, "For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ." He's saying that the God who spoke at creation and brought light into darkness is the same God who can make his light shine in our hearts so that we can see Jesus. The blind woman in our story did not know that there was a cure for her blindness. So for 50 years, she lived in complete darkness. But once she received word that there was a procedure that could open her eyes, she acted. She scheduled the surgery, and her blindness was gone. When we receive word that there is a cure for our spiritual blindness, we too must act. We must step out in faith and trust Jesus Christ to be our Savior and our Lord. I am convinced that the work of the Holy Spirit is to work in our hearts so that we can have our spiritual blindness cured. The Holy Spirit reveals Christ to us. Like you, I have people in my life who are spiritually blind. It hurts me deeply that they cannot see the joy of knowing and living for Jesus. They live in darkness while great visibility is available to them. Today, we commit to praying for our lost friends and family members. We ask the Holy Spirit to open their blinded eyes to see the beauty of our Savior. When I was a young boy, my father trusted Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord. And over the years, I've heard him say, "I don't know why I waited so long to follow Jesus. If I could have seen and known the joy of serving God, maybe I would have done it sooner." Here's today's challenge. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want you to know the joy that awaits you. You don't have to live in the darkness of sin in this world. I pray that you'll experience Jesus, who is the light of the world. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. You can learn more about discipleship by visiting 5minutediscipleship.com. If you like this podcast, please tell your friends and family about it. Also, please leave a review of the show. It's not that hard, and I would be so very grateful. You can do so wherever you listen to this podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day, and until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.